Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting third. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jake Miller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jake Miller. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The shortstop, Roger Peckinpah. Batting third. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kaum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Faber, and towards Ward, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is called out on strikes. One out. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Peckinpah moves to second. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a line drive into left field. Jamison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jacobson. Kaum reaches second base with a double. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward bunts towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. Kahm moves to third. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a line drive into right field. Summa picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Summa. Kahm scores. Krause moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Krause moves to third. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Baby doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. Krause drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Miller out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Peckinpah takes first base on ball 4. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Falk bunts towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Peckinpah moves to second. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Peckinpah tags and moves to third. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kahm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. Fonseca hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hodapp moves to second. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kahm hits a pop-up towards third. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-0 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Krause hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Myatt bunts towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-1 in the game. Summa strikes out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacobson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-1 in the game. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Faber for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-2 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller can't make a play. That's a base hit. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Peckinpah hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Metzler moves to third. Bill Hunfield pinch runs for Roger Peckinpah. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Metzler tags and scores. Hunfield tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp can't make a play. That's a base hit. Hunfield moves to third. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-2 in the game. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell misplays the ball. That's an error on Sewell. Hunfield scores. Barrett moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Com hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Jacobson who is chasing the ball. Com reaches third base with a triple. Barrett scores. Shealy scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-0, White Sox. Dutch Lovson now pitching. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jacobson who is chasing the ball. Ward reaches third base with a triple. Com scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, White Sox. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Hunfield now playing shortstop. Dutch Lovsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lovsen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lovsen moves to second. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 2 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber can't make a play. That's a base hit. Lovsen moves to third. Jameson moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lovsen scores. Jameson scores. Fonseca moves to third. Hodapp moves to second. It's 6-2, White Sox. Ted Lyons now pitching. Johnny Burnett pinch runs for Johnny Hodapp. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fonseca scores. Burnett scores. It's 6-4, White Sox. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield misplays the ball. That's an error on Hunfield. Burns moves to third. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons throws to second for 1, and Hunfield throws to home, and Kraus drops the ball. Burns scores. Myatt moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's 6-5, White Sox. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 2 in the game. Summa hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield fields it and has Myatt trapped. There's the throw to Com and over to Ward, who tags Myatt for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Rube Lutsk now playing third base. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Metzler is hit by the pitch. Lyons moves to second. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lyons tags and moves to third. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. Barrett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Moberg now playing shortstop. Luke Sewell pinch hits for Dutch Lovsen. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell now catching. Willis Hudlin now pitching. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-3 in the game. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Ward hits a line drive into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burns moves to third. George Uhel pinch hits for Willis Hudlin. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler. Uhel reaches second base with a double. Burns scores. Sewell moves to third. It's Indians, 6, White Sox, 6. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-3 in the game. Summa hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barrett. Summa reaches second base with a double. Sewell scores. Uhel scores. It's 8-6, Indians. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jacobson hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Ben Carr now pitching. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie Nays pinch hits for Ted Lyons. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nays for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Metzler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0-for-1 in the game. Lutsk bunts towards the mound. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. Fonseca moves to second. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has two sacrifice flies. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Carr covering, for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-4 in the game. Shealy hits a line drive into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.